down his neck. Today was the day the biggest, meanest, nastiest kid in eighth grade had sworn to punch Richie in the face so hard he'd have to go back through puberty. In short, Richie didn't give a fuck about detention because he didn't expect to live long enough to serve out his sentence, and he sure as hell wasn't going to if these fuckwads didn't get out of his way. "Fucking move!" Richie bellowed, right before he plowed into the side of Matt Thomas, knocking the slender, dark-haired boy into a wall of lockers so hard that his head left a dent. He could see daylight up ahead, just a little sliver of salvation beckoning to him like the girls on the cover of his dad's private DVD collection. His dad was such a fucking hipster. He watched his porn on DVDs because the picture quality was better instead of just getting a Boob Hub subscription like everybody else's dad. That tiny ray of daylight, that minuscule sliver of hope, was snuffed out just like Richie's dreams of passing algebra when Mr. Good stepped in front of Richie and blocked out the sun. Richie slammed into the prodigious gut of the gray-bearded math teacher, bouncing back and landing flat on his ass in the middle of the hall. Amazingly, as soon as the math teacher appeared, all the kids that had been clogging up the halls had somewhere to be.
"Where are you going in such a hurry, Richie Spoons?"
Mr. Good always called him Richie Spoons. He was that kind of teacher, the kind that made up silly nicknames for students, even if they weren't taking his class. And Richie certainly wasn't taking Mr. Good's advanced algebra class. He was barely passing Mrs. Nance's normal dipshit algebra on his best day.
"Home, Mr. Good. I've got to hurry home and take care of my grandma. She's real sick."
He tried to affect a hangdog expression, but it was really hard to look sad when terrified.
"Now, Richie Spoons, why you lie to me, son? I know good and well your grandma died 2 years ago. You can't pull one over on me that easy, Spoons. Remember, I taught your..."
Mr. Good kept talking as he helped Richie to his feet, but the boy wasn't listening anymore. He'd heard these lines from Mr. Good for 3 years, how he'd taught Richie's mother and Richie's father and his older brother and his older sister, and how all of them had been so good at what Mr. Good called the rhythmatics, and how he couldn't fathom, that's what he always said, and for the longest time Richie thought he was saying he couldn't phantom, which made even less sense, how Richie was so gifted in music but couldn't work out a math problem to save his life. Richie had heard every word of it before, but the problem he was trying to solve right then, the problem that might literally save his life with its answer, was a problem of physics, not algebra. Like the physics of how he was going to reach escape velocity from the hallway and the front parking lot of the school before Sean Dustman's fist in motion came in contact with Richie's face and turned Richie into an object at rest, permanently. Suddenly, like a ray of divine light streaming down from the heavens, Richie saw his savior, his most unlikely savior, Ms. Fergus, the very Scottish and very tall biology teacher, stepped out of her classroom as she saw Mr. Good hauling Richie down the hall by his shoulder and telling him all about his family history, a family history that Richie was intimately familiar with, having lived through it.
"Mr. Good, what a pleasant surprise,"
the jovial bio teacher said, a grin splitting her wide face.
"And young Mr. Spoonerman. Well, now, what brings the two of you down my hallway this afternoon?"
Richie wasn't interested in sticking around for whatever strange teacher flirting ritual was about to commence. The whole school knew that Mr. Good and Ms. Fergus were dating, ever since Megan Leister sold them lemonade at a church fundraiser 3 months ago. But they tried to pretend like they weren't, and whenever they were around each other at school, things got hella weird. But Mr. Good relaxed his grip on Richie's shoulder when his girlfriend popped into the hall, and Richie managed to wriggle free and sprint off toward the exit.
"Gotta catch the bus."